Well, ongoing this week is an online auction to benefit KidZoo Children's Museum. It's the Spark Ignite the Night Spring Benefit Auction. Some really cool items that you can bid on right now and continue to bid on through Saturday. And joining us right now from KidZoo Children's Museum is the development director there, Kate Sullivan. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I've been looking at these items that are up for auction, and they are really, really cool. So I don't want to spill all of the details. I'm going to let you tell us about some of these really cool items that are up for auction.
Okay, sure. I can do that. Yes, they are incredible. And we've had amazing support from our community with the donations that have come in. We've got four auction experiences that are online right now. So you can bid on many, many things, a couple of really exciting things. There is a pop-up party. So you can host a party for 10 at your house, and you will have dinner provided by Bill Smith from our beloved Crook's Corner.
Nice.
Desserts by Nancy McDermott Booze from Fair Game Beverages. And plates and linens from Pom Pom at Home. So
nice.
It's really fun.
Which you get to keep then afterwards.
You get to keep them.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
Yes. So that's very exciting.
So the food, the alcohol, the whole shebang, and then you get to keep all of the accoutrements that go along with it, right?
Absolutely. And all you have to do is bring friends and have a good time.
That I think I can do that.
Yeah.
Or at least find people who can come and share that experience with you, right? So that's item number one.
Yes.
All right.
So a couple of others. I'm a little bit biased, but one of my favorite auction items is the lifetime membership for KidZoo Children's Museum.
Yes.
So you get to bid on that exciting opportunity, and you can keep it for yourself and enjoy a lifetime membership for KidZoo for the next 10 years.
Nice.
Or you can give it to someone else. And let them enjoy KidZoo Children's Museum and maybe gift it to an organization who can help kids who might not be able to afford to come to the museum.
That's really cool.
So that's very exciting.
All right. So you got the pop-up party, you got the lifetime membership to the KidZoo Children's Museum. You can visit kidzoochildrensmuseum.org, which is their website. Right there on the homepage, they got all sorts of information about this auction that's going on right now. We've done the auction before, right? This is our first online auction fundraiser.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we've had live auctions and silent auctions, but this is our first online auction.
And
we're very excited.
What was it that led, we're only halfway through the list of items, and I want to get back to that, but what was the impetus for doing the online auction?
Well, we just got such an overwhelming amount of support for this approach, so we just put all our efforts towards it and decided to focus on that for the spring.
That's really cool. So the funds are going to go to benefit KidZoo, obviously.
Absolutely.
And for people who don't know, tell us about KidZoo Children's Museum and the work that you do and where these funds are going to go.
Yes. So if you don't know, KidZoo Children's Museum is just awesome.
We're done. Good night, everybody.
I'm out. Yeah. We're located in University Place. We've been around for 10 years. So we've been celebrating our 10th birthday, and we'll continue to do so all year. Mm-hmm. We have 8,500 square foot of awesome, as Lisa would say, who is our executive director. We're open 6 days a week. We have amazing experiential exhibits, inspirational programming. We have guest speakers. We have guest program artists that come in. And we are a creation of our community. People have really pitched in to help us become who we are today.
And a children's museum, so we're talking about like hands-on exhibits for kids to really like get in and learn when a book or just pictures wouldn't do. Just really get in and learn for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And my kids enjoy the museum often. The advantage of working at a children's museum.
Yes.
And my youngest is two. And a great example is we have this fun wind tunnel that comes out every now and then, and it blows silk scarves. And he's really helped him understand motion and wind and weather just from playing. And he plays with other kids and speaks with them through play.
That's awesome. How old are your kids? You got one that's two.
I've got one that's two and one that's four.
What's your four-year-old's favorite?
Oh, she loves the climbing wall.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and getting up to the top and ringing the bell and getting up faster than her friends.
That's really good. That probably puts her one up on me, too, because I'm not sure I would get to the top of the climbing wall. So this is KidZooChildrensMuseum.org is the website, and definitely check it out in University Place if you haven't, or if you have, go back, because you know how awesome it is. These are exhibits for kids ranging in age from zero up to...
Yeah, from zero through tween, and what's really exciting is that in the little grassy area outside the museum, this summer we are opening a pollinator learning garden.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And that's going to be right outside the mall then,
yep,
basically?
Right, okay. Right next to Alfredo's. Yep.
Very cool. Okay, so we're speaking with Kate Sullivan, Development Director of Kidzu Children's Museum. Again, kidzuchildrensmuseum.org is the website. Go there, find out more about the museum, but also find out more about the Spark Ignite the Night Spring Benefit Auction. This is an online-only auction. It's going on until Saturday at noon, right? You've got until
Absolutely.
Saturday at noon
yep.
to bid. We've already gone through a couple of the items that are up for auction. We talked about the pop-up party with Crook's Corner and alcohol and food and drinks and plates and everything. Party for 10 for you and ten of your friends, or you and nine of your friends, I
yes.
guess 10 people total. Bring that 10th friend and they can just watch and enjoy. But you and nine of your friends, and then the lifetime membership at Kidzu. What else is up for auction?
The amazing Maximilian Kass, the wine director at the Ferreting House Inn, he is offering a private wine tasting with cheese pairings and a tour of the infamous Ferreting House Inn wine cellar for
nice.
You and five other friends.
Ooh, I would love that. I mm-hmm. just had a chance to go to the Ferreting a little while ago, and it is such a gorgeous, wonderful, perfect place.
Absolutely.
How big is their wine cellar? Do we even know? We haven't even been there, right?
No, I've never been.
It's a rare opportunity to go down and check this out. So that's an opportunity, and that's for you and six friends. So if you're a wine connoisseur, this mm-hmm. is perfect for you. Or if your friends are wine connoisseurs, perfect for them as well. And then finally, we got one more.
Yeah, and
which is the one that I'm really interested
okay,
in.
Okay, good. And our beloved Gary Crinkleton.
Yes.
He is offering a whiskey scotch tasting experience with
Love
him,
it.
And he will guide you through his knowledge and his expertise so you and five other friends can have a blast and walk out with lots and lots of knowledge.
That's really cool. So we got the scotch whiskey tasting with Gary Crinkleton. We've got the wine tour. We've got the pop-up party. We've got the lifetime membership at Kidzu Children's Museum. All of them up for auction through Saturday, right?
Through Saturday. So jump on our website and have tons of fun bidding.
And the proceeds that are going to go to Kidzu, any particular programs that are
going
to be used?
They are going to Kidzu, and we are working to make sure we are available to everybody who wants to come.
Mm-hmm. And speaking again with Kate Sullivan, Development Director, kidzuchildrensmuseum.org is the website. So go there, find out more about the museum, get more info about these live auction or the online live auction items, and go to the website and bid on them. What else is going on at Kidzu that we need to know about?
Oh, we always have so much going on. We are busy, really busy right now because the weather is not good, so that's always good for Kidzu. So
get in, like bring the kids inside and have them just run around and play. It's perfect.
Yeah, so there's always lots of fun things going on, and we are getting ready for the summer, and we are hosting and running some amazing summer camps this summer.
Very nice. So kidzuchildrensmuseum.org is the website. Go there, check it out. Get more info about the live auction items. Bid on them. You've got until Saturday at noon to take care of that, and you can get one of those four really incredible, like sort of really rare experiences.
One of a kind,
well.
Yeah.
One of a kind experiences, too. So great opportunity for that. And you're benefiting an awesome cause. This is one of the great treasures of our community. So get online and check that out. Kate Sullivan, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.